We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One person dead after car train crash in southeast Wichita. We've got the story.
A near drowning of a toddler in east Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another night of protest in St. Louis. I'm ABC's Kenneth Moten on the ground with the latest from police coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A storm system moving from the Rockies into the plains is giving us a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our complete forecast, what we can expect for the rest of today, is coming up.
A third night of protests in St. Louis. Violent demonstrations sparked after judge's decision Friday to acquit white police officer Jason Stockley in the 2011 killing of a black man, Lamar Smith. Nearly a dozen officers injured over the weekend, more than 80 people arrested.
The protests in the city have been peaceful during the day, but at night the majority of demonstrators go home, and police say a small group of troublemakers moves in. Storefronts in the popular shopping district have been vandalized, windows broken out. Members of the community are understanding about the protests, but not the violence. Peaceful demonstrators say the point is to disrupt to bring attention. Monday they plan to march during the morning and evening commutes. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, St. Louis.
One person is dead after a collision between a train and a vehicle in southeast Wichita over the weekend. Police are investigating the crash. It happened Saturday evening on K-15 between Mount Vernon and Pawnee. The dead person's name has not been released.
One person died following an accident in southwest Wichita.
It happened Friday night in the 2900 block of West Street. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 22-year-old Manuel DeLara was driving a motorcycle south on West Street when he crashed into another vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. The driver and passenger of the vehicle was not injured. The KHP says speeding was the cause of the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A near drowning left a one-year-old child in critical condition yesterday in southeast Wichita. It happened near Woodlawn and Lincoln yesterday afternoon at Park East Apartments. The cause of the near drowning is under investigation. The child's name has not been released.
A shooting late Friday near 21st and Grove in northeast Wichita left three people injured.
Wichita Police Officer Paul Cruz says the call came in around 11:30 p.m. in the 2200 block of North Grove. When officers arrived on scene, they found a large disturbance with shots fired. Investigators discovered that three people, two men and one woman, were injured. One victim, a 73-year-old male, suffered a gunshot wound to his abdomen. He was taken to a local hospital in serious but stable condition. Officers also located two other victims, a 33-year-old male who suffered a gunshot wound to his foot and a 54-year-old female who suffered a laceration to her arm. They were taken to Wesley Medical Center for treatment. Officer Cruz says the investigation is still ongoing and police are looking for two unknown black male suspects. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of the East Coast as Hurricane Jose lurks offshore. In the Caribbean, Richard Pash of the National Hurricane Center says Irma-battered islands are bracing for strengthening Hurricane Maria.
Maria is threatening to become a very dangerous hurricane. Right now, its maximum sustained winds are about 85 miles per hour, but we think the conditions are favorable for it to intensify pretty rapidly here as it nears the Leeward Islands.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Home opener yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. How would they do against the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll have highlights. You heard the game right here. We'll talk about it in sports coming up on Steve and Ted.
What's an Emmy Award broadcast without some kind of controversy? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday, September 18th. Police in San Leandro, California are looking for a suspect in a hit and run that injured two police officers. The officers had tried to stop the suspect, who had allegedly shoplifted alcohol from a convenience store. Police Lieutenant Isaac Benabou says the two officers are being treated for their injuries.
These are police officers. They're out here to enforce the law and engage with individuals. We expect people to comply with the police when we ask them to stop. And this situation did not take place the way that we hope.
There's been a wave of terror attacks across Europe, but authorities say a horrifying incident in France Sunday was not terrorism related.
Four Boston College juniors were attacked at a train station in southern France. Police in Marseille said a 41-year-old woman with psychiatric problems confessed to spraying the Americans with acid. She has been arrested. The students, who are studying in France and Denmark, have been treated for facial burns in a local hospital. Jennifer Eccleston, ABC News, London.
One actress said some naughty things at the Emmys.
When Handmaid's Tale star Elizabeth Moss won Best Actress Sunday night, her first Emmy in 9 nominations, she let an F-bomb fly. Later, she thanked her mom and let another fly. Backstage, I asked her about that.
Were you surprised by the win and that's why the F-bombs, or was the cursing planned?
That was the clean version. You really do have a weird out-of-body experience. It's always a surprise. It should be a surprise. Otherwise, you're an a**.
Moss had previously been nominated for Mad Men and Top of the Lake. Backstage at the Emmys, Jason Athenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Sound there courtesy CBS and the Television Academy. 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning. What's going on out there in traffic on a Monday?
Well, at this time, look, things are starting to lighten up out there on the roadways with one exception, and that is at North Junction. 135, I-235, and K-96 still have some very heavy traffic right there, especially southbound on I-135. We also got a call from traffic tracker Danny letting us know that gasoline prices here in Wichita are around $2.31 a gallon. Danny spotted $2.25 in Newton, Heston, and Mound Ridge.
Ooh, all right.
Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A new system moving in today is giving us some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. It'll be partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with a high 84. We may see a shower or thunderstorm pop up later on this evening or overnight, windy and 68, and then breezy on Tuesday, much warmer with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
We have had some showers in the area this morning. Right now, though, cloudy, 66 degrees, and we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Well, the past couple of weeks, we've had some terrific weather. Is that the way to put it? Terrific? We're in the hurricane storm season now, and we've got more storms that are threatening the United States. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan with us live from Dallas this morning talking about, let's see, we got Maria, we got Jose. What else we got, Jim?
Well, there's another one called Lee, but that storm is essentially dying out. It became tropical storm. It's back down to tropical depression status. It's expected to peter out altogether, so it's not even worth looking at. But Hurricane Maria certainly is. That's the one that is out there in the Atlantic, moving toward the Leeward Islands and then toward Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, essentially taking the same path that Hurricane Irma did and really left a lot of destruction on those Caribbean islands out there before coming ashore in Florida, you know, the Keys, and then up the west coast of Florida. So certainly Maria is worth watching. Jose is expected to sort of skirt along the east coast, parallel to the coast. It'll bring some high tides and some rain to that area. But beyond that, it shouldn't be too big a threat. It's expected to take a right turn out into the Atlantic and eventually die down as well.
So Jose's first. I'm my alphabet. I'm not too good at this. Then J-K-L-L. Wait a minute. Is Lee next? Or, no, Maria's next.
Yeah, well, you got to consider that they give those that name. They give them a name when they reach tropical storm.
Oh, okay.
And so they don't necessarily come toward us in the order in which they were born, but that's why the alphabet might seem messed up. There was also a Katia. Katia already has been into Mexico, and so that was one that came and went even while these others were still being formed.
See, Jim, it seems like this has been compared to the last few years so far a fairly active hurricane season. Can we put it that way?
Oh, yeah. And that was what they had predicted. That's what the National Storm Center had predicted going in, was that this would be an above average hurricane season. And it is. If you go back to 2005, that's when we had another, equally busy storm season. We were down, obviously, into Kay with Katrina. Then we went down to Rita. That one came ashore in Texas. And it went all the way down to Wilma, if you're looking at it alphabetically. So you can tell that that was an extremely active year. And this year is measuring up to that one, too, Steve.
All right. So who's at most danger or most risk right now, then, the Caribbean islands?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in the Northeast will get some strong storm surge and some high tide and stuff. So that's it's not really a risk, but they'll have some storms up that direction, some rain and wind. But yeah, those islands, the Leeward Islands, and then the Turks and Caicos and into the Caribbean, that's where the biggest threat is posed by Maria.
When is the official end of hurricane season? Is it end of November?
It should be November 1st.
November 1st. So, yes. Okay. So the end of October. All right.
Right. Again, I mean, it's sort of a floating date. It really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
There can be storms after that as well. It may die off even before that.
All right. Thank you, Jim. As always, appreciate your time this morning. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas this morning talking about three other big storms that are out there moving around on the eastern side of the United States and taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. A large area of showers now over eastern Butler County. These are the showers we had earlier in the Wichita area. It looks to me from the radar there could still be some sprinkles around Wichita, Ted. But everything's moving to the east now and threatening the western part of Eureka. Up now clearing Hutch and to the north of Hutch up to Salina and over to Emporia, a great big area of showers. Just had some showers go through Ark City. Those are heading to the east, northeast. And then to the west, everything looks pretty clear except down by Medicine Lodge. How far is that? 70 miles, 60 miles? There's an area down there, down into northern Oklahoma, and that's all moving to the east. So right now we're kind of in the donut hole.
Yeah, we did have some lightning in the Wichita area.
Yeah, you saw that
a couple
earlier
hours ago. Yeah. I was driving in, or some lightning.
All right, so we're going to get to – we've had some rain. Had some rain over the weekend, and it was kind of refreshing. Nothing in the way of exciting rain. No,
it's nice to get a little refreshing rain every so often.
My grandson's football game, Luke is in the eighth grade. They were playing out by Schulte. And there was at one point where there was a lightning strike. It was several miles away. And the officials almost stopped the game. But then they didn't see anything more. So they went ahead and played it.
They had to delay the Denver Broncos game
yesterday
for lightning.
Quite a while, wasn't it?
Denver, yeah.
And that was in Denver. And then that storm moved through. And the sun came out, right? So how about that? An Ohio man has been shot. I already talked about that. Did I not? Did I use that? Yeah, the Ohio man and his 6-year-old daughter. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I was going to talk about that before the mayor.
Okay.
But I didn't. So I'm going to bring you up to date.
Ohio
man charged after chasing his 6-year-old daughter around a neighborhood while wearing a clown mask. And another man is charged for firing a gun. Police say the girl, 6 years old, first jumped into a stranger's car and then ran into a stranger's apartment while screaming that a clown was chasing her in Boardman Township Saturday night. Apparently didn't know it was her dad. Police say a man in the apartment building came outside and fired a gunshot into the ground. Father told police he chased his daughter to discipline her for behavioral issues instead of spanking her. Well, that's kind of a weird way to discipline your daughter by scaring the you-know-what out of her. She's 6 years old, you clown. And I mean that literally. He's a guy who's a clown. He's been charged with child endangering and inducing panic.
Well, yeah.
But I see the man who fired the gunshot was charged with using weapons while intoxicated.
He's drunk.
There you go.
Okay.
So there's a drunk.
Boy.
The guy,
just gets better.
There's a guy who has no clue how to be a father. Running around in a clown mask, scaring the you-know-what out of his 6-year-old daughter. You know, scaring children is not a good way to discipline them, I don't think. They're scared enough if you say,
some people would say that spanking is the same thing.
I know.
You're scaring
they
your child
say
with
that.
The
I happen to disagree.
Violence. Yeah.
I happen to think there are times when corporal punishment is acceptable.
I agree with you on that.
I don't think you can overdo everything.
For all ages.
And I don't remember, frankly, being spanked more than twice. When I was a child, once by my dad and once by my mom. And I don't remember spanking my children more than once.
I got swatted, but there was a reason.
Yeah. You know, the one that...
I deserved
probably moved on. I don't even remember one of my infractions was. But I do know that my son, when he was about three,
We were at the old, you remember the Harry Street Mall?
Sure I do.
My wife and I used to go there with Scott when he was little and
grew up very near there.
Spent a little time up there. Well, one day we're coming out of Montgomery Ward's there.
Mm-hmm, right.
And got him out of the little stroller, and he just took off for the parking lot.
Yeah.
I grabbed that, and he scared the heck out of me. So I grabbed him and gave him a couple of swats on the rear end, and he had that look on his face like, what did I do?
Yeah. I'm sure he got the point.
He never did it again.
Right, exactly.
You know, when you sometimes it seems very harsh to discipline our children.
Mm.
But, you know, if you're smart about it and you don't lose your temper. But this guy in Youngstown, Ohio, is chasing his 6-year-old daughter in a clown mask.
Yeah, that's uncalled for. It's bizarre.
God, he needs a little therapy, don't you think?
Yeah, something's wrong there.
Yeah, something's going on there. All right, it's coming up on 8:18 with Steve and Ted. And we are so excited about being the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs this year. And they, so far, they're undefeated, Ted. Had a great game yesterday.
Yep, home opener yesterday afternoon up at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming off that huge win in Week 1 at New England, the Chiefs yesterday hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. This game got off to kind of a slow start. No touchdowns at all in the entire first half. Chiefs had a 6-3 lead at halftime, but finally started finding the end zone in the second half. 3 touchdowns for the Chiefs, including a couple by the rookie running back Kareem Hunt. That was helpful. Philadelphia did score a late touchdown to make it close. Could the Chiefs hold on and get the win? Mitch Holtis had the call. Of course, you heard it right here on your new home for the Chiefs, right in here in Wichita. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
27-20, Chiefs will have a 3-man rush. Wentz retreating into the pocket. Last play of the game. A pass for the end zone on a Hail Mary, and the Chiefs, it's deflected and knocked away! And the Kansas City Chiefs are 2-0!
Mitch enjoying the call yesterday as the Chiefs win the home opener, beat the Eagles 27-20. Nice defense. The Chiefs took care of Philadelphia, took care of the lead, and won the game. So the Chiefs are 2-0. The Oakland Raiders are 2-0. The Denver Broncos are 2-0. The AFC West is shaping up as quite the division.
Like so many people, I'm rapidly becoming a Kareem Hunt fan.
Why not?
Wow. Young man's done really well the first two games.
Yep, he's gotten off to a great start in his NFL career.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are off to a 2-0 start, and you heard it right here on KNSS yesterday afternoon. Good stuff. Tonight, they'll finish up Week 2 of the National Football League with one game of Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions in New York taking on the New York Giants. That'll be on the air at 7 o'clock tonight. Listen to the Monday Night Football on Sports Radio, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, KFH. Prior to the Monday night game, we'll be talking Jayhawks football on KFH. KU football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty, 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. We'll be talking volleyball tonight right here on KNSS, the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. That'll be at 6:30 this evening. Coach Lamb and the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, will be discussing Shocker volleyball tonight live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go have dinner with Coach Lamb and Mike Kennedy tonight. Listen right here on KNSS. Shockers did have a huge win over the weekend at Coke Arena, beat 8th-ranked Creighton.
Wow.
Nice job for the Shocker volleyball team. And listen tonight at 6:30 for that. Pro baseball yesterday, the Wichita Wingnuts in Winnipeg, Canada, taking on the Winnipeg Goldeyes in the championship series for the American Association. They got rained out on Saturday, so Game 3 was last night. The Wingnuts were behind but rallied with 3 runs, all with 2 outs in the top of the 8th inning, and beat the Goldeyes 5-3. That puts Wichita up 2-1 in this best-of-5 championship series. So,
and they're playing the next two games in Winnipeg, right, in Canada.
Yes. Hopefully so just one game.
Yeah, they only have to win one of the two.
Yeah, just one more win for Wichita.
And they win
the American Association Championship. Yeah. Game 4 of that series is tonight up in Manitoba.
Go Nuts.
Good luck to the Wingnuts tonight trying to get a championship trophy. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals, another close loss to the Cleveland Indians, the top team in the American League. Indians won the game 3-2. The Royals were not able to capitalize on some chances. So the Royals ended up losing 3 out of 4 in Cleveland against the Indians. The Royals are 5 games behind for a playoff spot, but there's only 13 games remaining in the season. It's an off day today for the Royals as their long road trip continues, and they'll be traveling to Toronto today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Ted, what's this right here next to my hand over here? The folks out there in Radio Land, they can't see what I'm doing.
It looks like a brimming cup of Java.
It is.
It's my coffee cup filled with Prairie Fire coffee.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. 822, Steve and Ted, coming up.
I can feel the love. I can smell the love.
The Morning Minute. Controversies at CNN. Sean's going to tell us about it. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.